Good morning. GIFT Nifty is showing another gap up of around 78 points on the market, where GIFT Nifty is trading around 25,164 as of today's morning, but we'll come back to it later. Let's see what has happened overnight on global markets, European markets, and what was the positioning that happened on FIs, DIs as well as pros. So a very good morning to everyone. This is Tanmay Kurtakoti, founder of QC Alpha. Welcome to Trade Setup with Tanmay, your 5-minute audio podcast before the chaos begins. So Dow's, S&P, Nasdaq, everyone closed on a positive note, whereas Dow closed around 129.76 points higher, S&P was flat at 6309, and Nasdaq continued its strength, trading around 20,892. European markets were mixed, and DAX saw a nice fall of around 1.1%, trading around 24,041. Asian markets are rallying as of today morning, and Nikkei, Hang Seng, Taiwan, everyone is showing a lot of strength, where Nikkei is up by almost 3%, Taiwan is up by 1.29%. So do you see a big rally happening today? We'll cover that in a bit as well. But what happened on overnight on the cash segment? So FIs again were the net sellers on the cash segment, where they sold around 3548, that is 3548 crores of cash, whereas DIs bought around 5239 crores of cash in the Indian markets. The total monthly figure stands for FI at around 22185, where DIs have bought around 30711. So GIFT Nifty is showing a positive opening, trading around 25,165, whereas gold has rallied nicely, trading around 3420, and crude has also cracked below that $70 mark and trading just below that $69.894 where it is trading. The dollar index has cracked below that 98 mark and trading around 97.51, whereas USD-INR is trading weak at 86.36. The next resistance for USD-INR stands at around 86.55, whereas the support now stands at around 86.10. But let's move on and see what is Nifty showing us. So Nifty is currently trading around 25,100 levels, whereas implied volatilities for week 1, month 1 and month 2 are all below its life lows, trading at almost 8% of implied vol on 21st July. 31st July is trading around 9%, and 28th August is just around that 10% mark. So all the sectors are showing a mixed sentiment, where except for finance and metals, everything is in neutral category, whereas CPSC is also showing some strength. Infra, small cap, pharma, FMCG are still showing lackluster of strength and are in sell mode on TK Algo and TK Screener. Nifty is still continues on the sell side on the signal, and that should continue. But what should be their stance that should be taken today morning? So we are seeing a gap up happening every day and then a sell off continuing. But let's look at the positioning first before moving on. So if we talk about client positioning, clients have around 97,000 contracts long on the future indices, whereas on the call or options front, they have around 23,000 calls that they have shorted, and around 408,000 contracts on the put side they have shorted. So they are heavily long by around 385,000 contracts on the net side, whereas if we look at proprietary account, they are flat on the futures end, where 15,000 contracts are long. On the option end, they have bought the options, not like clients, but around 37,000 contracts have been bought on the call side. Around 216,000 contracts have been bought on the put side. They are net short on the market, and that is the reason we are not seeing any strong pullback happening every day. So I think client might get stuck in today morning, where we can see another pullback happening towards that 25,050 levels. 25,000 is that level where a strong buildup has already happened, and any pullback towards that should be taken as a buying opportunity, where the mean of Nifty currently stands around the same levels of 25,150 mark. So the mean is still almost at the CMP and just above the market CMP, but the straddle price for 25,000 on 24th July contract is trading around 15,134. That is an extremely low straddle price, giving a range of just around 110 points on the upside. That means around 25,200, and on the bottom side around 24,980. These are the two levels you should watch for. From a trade point of view, avoiding a long bias trade right now till the direction doesn't evolve up is the right approach. So that should be taken. Along the commodities front, what we are seeing is that gold is trading strong at 99,217, along with silver, which is also showing strength at around 140,778. Whereas natural gas and crude oil both are in sell more what we had discussed yesterday. BTC is still showing strength at 118,000, so that is trading strong. So that was all for today morning, guys. So this was Tanmay signing off on Wednesday 23rd July at 8:05. Thank you all for listening. If you like the podcast, please give it a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and see you all every day morning at 8:30 with trade setup with Tanmay before the chaos begins. So thank you all.